Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 13th of October. Another wonderful season at York came to a tremendous climax last Saturday when that talented mare Spinatrix landed the main race, the Coral Sprint Trophy. Having had to settle for second place in the Great St Wilfrid Handicap at Ripon in August, followed the very next day when second in a listed race at Pontefract, Spinatrix certainly put the record straight on Saturday when she had to defy top weight to take this £75,000 sprint handicap race over six furlongs. She was ridden by apprentice jockey Connor Beasley and provided County Durham trainer Michael Dodds with successive wins in the race, having won it last year with Mass Rally, who was well down the field this time. The main supporting race, the Rockingham Stakes, a listed race for two-year-olds, was won by Matt Moo, who was second the previous Saturday in the listed Redcar two-year-old trophy. North Yorkshire trainer David O'Mara was once again the leading trainer of the season at York, with 10 winners on the Naismire, to retain the title he won for the first time last year. Despite winning the final two races on Saturday, O'Mara's stable jockey Danny Tudhope had to settle for second place in the riders' category at York, as the three times champion jockey Ryan Moore retained his crown on the Naismire with 9 winners, having achieved more second places than Tudhope. As one season closes, another one begins. Weatherby's campaign over jumps starts on Wednesday. It's the annual Spinal Research Day at Weatherby, when racing begins at 2:20. The feature race is the Bobby Renton handicap chase over the extended 2.5 miles. It's back to racing on the flat at Redcar on Friday and Catterick on Saturday, with both meetings getting underway at 1:55. The 50th anniversary of the Injured Jockeys Fund is celebrated at Redcar on Friday, when one of the feature races is the Sam Hall Memorial Handicap Stakes, over 1.75 miles. The most valuable race day of the season at Catterick on Saturday features the Tokepool Catterick Dash, a £25,000 sprint handicap race over 5 furlongs. Racegoers at Catterick will be able to see all the action from Kipco British Champions Day at Ascot on the giant screen and closed circuit television system. G-Force, trained by David O'Mara, could go for the Champion Sprint Stakes. Recent Irish Champion Stakes winner, the Grey Gatsby, trained at Hambleton by Kevin Ryan, is a likely contender in the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes, while top-notch Tonto, trained at Malton by Brian Ellison, could take part in the Kipco Champion Stakes. Next Monday, the 20th of October, Pontefract's final meeting of the season takes place, starting at 2:10. The principal race at the West Yorkshire track is the Tokepool Silver Tankard Stakes, a listed race for two-year-olds, offering prize money of £40,000. Enjoy your racing.